You're listening to the Greencast Advisory Podcast. I'm Glenn Kirby, the technical manager for Syngenta UK and Ireland, and here is where you'll find me talking about the content in my turf blog. They'll be short and to the point, so put on those headphones and have a listen to what I've got to say this time. August 2021. What can I say? It's been a busy old month. Lots of people covering holidays. And I think most people have been too busy to pick up the phone and have a chat with me this month because they've been so focused on getting on top of mowing grass. Well, certainly down south anyway, where it's been particularly wet. And we've had pretty decent temperatures further north as well, meaning the main challenges have just simply been keeping on top of grass growth whilst keeping out of the way of the huge amount of golfers who are now out there enjoying the game of golf, which is great to see. It has been a real challenge. So the few questions I've been getting, I've mainly been around Primo, just trying to help people out with growth levels. Primo Max is a commonly used product around the UK, and most people tend to use it for its plant health benefits rather than as a growth regulator. But during periods like this, those that know how to use it as a plant growth regulator can really help reduce the labour needed to keep on top of grass, or simply just reduce the amount of clippings with the same amount of labour invested so it looks better. There's loads of stuff in my blog looking at Primo and how to get the best out of it, so take some time to have a look at that if you want to understand some more there. But the key factor, the take-home message for me, is to remember that longevity is closely related to temperature. The warmer it is, the shorter the period it will last. The cooler it is, the longer it will last. I spend a lot of time talking about greens management at those low rates, the kind of 0.2 to 0.4 litres a hectare. And when you're in those kind of 0.2 to 0.4 litres a hectare, the longevity won't be varied very much. If you change from 0.2 to 0.4, you are not going to have a big impact on how long you can adjust that. So when I'm talking about it, and I tend to forget this a little bit, I'm talking about my idiot's guide, where during the summer, through full growth, apply every 2 weeks. When it's cooler at the real back end of the season and the beginning of the season, apply on a 4-week interval. And when it's in between, apply in between. I am really referring to golf green set. Once you get to outfield areas, you've got a much wider range of rates available to you, and you can increase the longevity by increasing the rate, but it's not an efficient way of doing it, because doubling the rate will not double the longevity. So you're much better tightening those windows down or elongating the application windows out, depending on the temperature. And growth degree days are a really good way of doing that. But the exact longevity, particularly when you get into those outfield areas, is really hard to give exact figures for because of a number of variables. You know, what's the soil moisture like? What's your soil conditions like? What's your nutrition like? What's the moisture like? What are the grass species? There are so many factors once you get into that fairway situation. It's much easier with greens to really predict something. But with fairways, it's much harder. So when you're looking at kind of reducing growth out on fairways, it's difficult. But the 200 growth degree day on zero base temperature is a great place to start. But what I would do is, if I was on a golf course, when I was spraying some Primo, I would leave an area, just turn your booms off through an area, just a small area of the fairway, so you can see the difference. And then you can kind of log how long it is taking before the rest of it catches up to that. And then you can start building your own program based on what you're seeing on your site. It's a really easy way of doing it. Go onto the Greencast GDD calculator and log stuff on there to have a look. Now, one of the other questions I was getting is, we were beginning to get some pretty funky diseases floating around in the middle of August, and some of them I didn't recognize. And there's a nice image of brown patch on the blog, so go and take a look at that. And that was cropping up around the south of England. What was unusual for the south of England is it was unusually damp. It wasn't particularly hot, but we were in a very stable temperature environment where things weren't dropping overnight and things weren't getting too hot during the day. So prolonged leaf wetness, a humid environment, very steady temperatures were enough to start triggering some pretty funky diseases. And when we start looking at the kind of Met Office data on this, you can see how the south has really gone into some wet weather this summer compared to normal. And then the east of the country dry, but the west of the country even drier compared to normal. So it's really interesting. Now, Kate at the Surfgrass Disease Centre did an ID for us, and it looks like we're dealing with brown patch in this particular situation, which is pretty unusual in golf greens environments, but we do see it in stadium environments in the UK. So, but it's down to that prolonged leaf moisture. Plant pathogens love leaf moisture, so the more we can dry things out, the better. And when we looked a little bit deeper into that particular situation, then the worst greens were the ones that were more shaded and ones that would have seen extended periods of leaf moisture. So we've got to look at maintenance programs. Can we get those dewed off earlier? Can we get them mown earlier in the day? Can we look at dew suppressants maybe? What can we do in the winter to open up and get more shade, or get rid of some shade and get some more light in and some more airflow? They're all things we need to be looking at. Because, you know, when I was talking this through with one of the course managers who's had this, he'd worked in the USA and he'd seen a fair bit of brown patch over there, and he didn't feel we were moving into the right temperatures in the UK to get this. But I beg to differ a little bit on this. It's worth taking a look at the Met Office blogs on this, where, once again, 2021 will go down as 1 degree warmer than average, with some areas seeing more than 50% additional rainfall. Now, once we start looking at that, August didn't feel this year like a warm month, but we are sneaking up. Our climatic conditions are on the increase without us really noticing. A lot of that is falling as overnight temperatures, not necessarily high daytime temperatures. And if you look at the sunshine figures for August, I'm going to wait until the end of this month because it's a really interesting one to blog about that. You can see that the sunlight figures through August have been horrendous this year, some of the worst we've ever seen. So it's been a notably warm summer, and it's been damp. And in those extreme areas of shade, low airflow, we are moving into these kind of brown patch territory. And I think that is going to creep up on us year on year now, because these temperature rises don't seem to be going away. And when you dig into the data and have a look at it, from the 1st of July all the way through to about the 23rd of August, we only dropped below 11 degrees at any point, maybe for an hour, 2-3 hours through that whole period. So that pathogen has just sat in its perfect zone for a long period of time before we started dipping in and out of these cooler temperatures, which are enough to knock it. Now, there's some good news with brown patch is Heritage and Medallion are both labeled for brown patch and very effective. We use it in stadium environments quite a lot. So I'm really confident, although I haven't done the work on brown patch yet because it's quite an unusual one, FR321, which is our one box solution combining Heritage, Medallion and Rider, I'm really confident that would be incredibly effective. And actually, it's a product you want to be using through this period. If you've got renovations going on, FR321 is a great product to get you in there. It's really good for these kind of typical August period like we've just seen, where I'm seeing increasing mild temperatures, lack of sunshine, maybe damper leaf for longer periods of time. It's becoming an increasingly tricky period of the year. And I've done a couple of seminars recently where I've been talking to people about microdoking patch and managing that. And, you know, I'm still talking about microdoking patch being an October, November, December issue. And they've been talking back and saying, you know what, Glenn, you're right, that's the peak of it. But we've been seeing microdoking patch pretty much all year. And it's just a case of when is the temperature warm enough to outgrow the damage we're seeing. I've covered a couple of bits in there quite in depth. I'll try and do some more blogging. August was a busy month. I hope you've managed to keep on top of grass growth. All your customers are happy. All your renovations are in place. And I know now my phone will start hotting up a little bit because we are entering into a celeprin season. Now, if you haven't listened to the crane fly special on the podcast, take a listen to that. But in summary, delay your applications of a celeprin on greens if you're not happy with the level of success you've seen previously. In the trial work we did 6 golf courses I assessed where we'd done 2 different timings, and we saw better success with the later timing 1 month after peak flight, gave us better levels of control than the earlier or the existing timing. Now, if you're perfectly happy with the levels of control you'll get, stick with what you're doing. If you want to find more out about that, go and have a listen to the Crane Fly special. In the meantime, stay safe, look after yourself, and hope to catch up with you soon. Hope you enjoyed the podcast version of Greencast Advisory. For more content like this, check out the Greencast Advisory blog and don't forget to subscribe. Until next time, take care of yourself and thanks for listening.